Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As you know, we celebrate the Lord's Supper here often, every Sunday, and sometimes in between, as in these three services between now and Sunday, we will be celebrating the Lord's Supper in every one. And in practically every sermon, I urge you Christians in the name of Christ toward His Holy Supper, to that holy communion of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But today of all days, on this anniversary of Christ's institution of this sacrament, we do well to consider what the Holy Supper is and what it benefits those who receive it. What is the sacrament of the altar? We have a catechism answer to that question, and we'll consider it in a moment. But first, remember that other name by which this sacrament is known, which we may not use all that often, but is still a valid and good name for it. It's called the Eucharist. That is, the thanksgiving. And indeed, that's exactly what it is, a Eucharist of remembrance. What does Jesus do when he institutes this supper? As he takes the bread, and again as he takes the cup of wine, he gives thanks. The sacrament is Christ and the people of Christ giving thanks to God the Father for the gifts of bread and wine. But more than that, since it comes out of the Old Testament Passover meal, as you heard from Exodus chapter 12 this evening, it's a thanksgiving for God's deliverance of the people of Israel by means of the Passover lamb, whose blood kept them safe from death and ushered them out of slavery and into freedom. But more than that, it's a new covenant or a new testament in the blood of Christ. It's a thanksgiving to God for providing a new and improved Passover, which we call Easter. A new Passover that leaves the first one way back behind in the dust, because we have a better Lamb, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In the sacrament, Jesus gives thanks to his Father, and so do we, for sending him to be the Lamb of God. He gives thanks to his Father for sending him to suffer, for sending him to lay down his life, for sending him to give his body and to shed his blood, so that there can be blood to be painted on the doors of all hearts to keep sinners safe from the condemnation they deserve. But more than that, the sacrament of the altar is a thanksgiving for the fact that God is providing in this very meal a connection, a communion between those who eat and drink and the body and blood of Christ. Now we come to our catechism answer. What is the sacrament of the altar? It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and to drink. The once for all sacrifice of Christ is brought to us here, so that we might benefit from it, so that we might have the forgiveness of sins that Christ earned on the cross, so that that forgiveness that he earned might be applied to us here as we are made partakers of it, as we, with our sins, are brought into contact with the one who bore our sins on the cross. His death is applied to us. It becomes our death, the one that we deserved. It's already been suffered. And his life is applied to us too, so that we feed on Christ and his life. What do we call the sacrament in our confessions? The medicine against sin. Truly, this sacrament is a Eucharist, a thanksgiving for all of those things. Jesus giving thanks to his Father for giving him a church, his bride, for giving him communicants who believe in him and who confess him together as one. And we giving thanks to our Father for mercifully bringing us together with Christ and forgiving us our sins and giving us life and salvation as a gift. The sacrament of the altar is also a remembrance, as Jesus calls it. Not just a remembrance, though, as the sects like the evangelicals, the Reformed, the Baptists imagine. For them, if they celebrate the supper at all, they view it as a way of remembering that Jesus died on the cross some 2,000 years ago. That's it. For them, his body and blood are absent from the sacrament, from the bread and the wine. They deny his very words, "This is my body, this is my blood," and that's a very serious thing. Now, when Jesus calls it a remembrance, and when we use that word, we don't mean that we're calling the absent Jesus to mind. The fact is, the sacrament of the altar is the way in which Jesus specifically instructed his Christians to remember him. Him who is really present with us in the sacrament. We are to remember him by taking bread, giving thanks, and recognizing that this is the body of Christ that was once given for us on the cross and is now being given to us with the bread in the sacrament. We are to remember him by taking a cup of wine, giving thanks, and recognizing that this is the blood of the New Testament, once shed on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, and now being administered to us for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you come to the sacrament, remember the body and blood of Jesus, true God and true man, crucified, beaten, and bloodied, and dead, sacrificed, making atonement, earning your forgiveness. Remember that the body and blood of Christ were given and shed willingly for you. Remember Jesus, no longer dead, but risen and reigning. Remember Jesus who instituted this meal so that his people should be continually kept in communion with him who died for us, should continually receive the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Whenever you come to the sacrament, you remember Jesus before the world, proclaiming his death until he comes. But see, the remembrance he gives you to perform is not like the remembrance of a funeral with somber sadness, not the remembrance of weeping and mourning, or of anger toward a world that hates Jesus and would crucify him all over again if it had the chance. The remembrance he gives us is a meal of bread and wine, body and blood, a meal of joy and gladness, a meal of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Finally, it's a meal of thanksgiving. And a remembrance of thanksgiving, or a thanksgiving of remembrance, whichever way you have it. It's a Eucharist for one another, fellow believers in Christ who confess him together. And most of all, a meal of thanksgiving to God our Father and to our crucified and risen Lord Jesus. This is how we remember him rightly and praise and worship him for all eternity, as the Lamb who was slain for our redemption, as the Lamb who makes us partakers of his redemption by making us partakers of himself in this Eucharist of remembrance. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.